sounds of buzzing insects filled the damp air as Chitrangada tracked the deer. She noticed a shabby man blocking the narrow path. Impatiently, she prodded him with her bow to wake him. Enraged, he told her not to disturb our hero's peace. A hero? And which heroic one are you? His rage increased. To Chitrangada, it was magnificent. Fire in the sky, thunder. I am Arjun, warrior and seeker after truth and skill. Is it true that you are Arjun? Oh, it's true, he laughed. But you needn't be afraid. Arjun has no time for fighting beardless boys. I have a mission and I must be on my way. Chitrangada was stunned and overwhelmed. To have met the hero she had worshipped all her life. This was the man she had always dreamed of outstripping in every field of princely skill. But seeing Arjun so self-confident and dignified, she also realized that she was a woman, and that too demanded respect. And recognition. Poor Chitrangada, for the first time in her life, the charmed arrowhead of love entered her heart, opening it to sensations and longings she had not known were there. And how else could she approach him? Women of the palace, Chitrangada abandoned the clothing of the hunt and battlefield. Chitrangada went back to the forest to look for Arjun. Finding him there, she told him, "I have come to share my world with you. I offer you my whole being, the gift of my body and soul." Looking at this young woman, so awkward in this unfamiliar finery, Arjun felt no desire for her, recalling urgently that he was dedicated to celibacy and the life of a hermit. "You must forgive me, young woman, but my calling and my mission both disallow the pleasures that you offer." And he continued on his pilgrimage. Chitrangada had never known the humiliation of failure. Now she felt its double bite. could it be? She asked herself, shamed and grieving. That he sees only the flowers and not the fruit. Sees only the flesh and not the spirit. Sees only the scabbard and not the sword. We'll have to see. And so she went in search of Madame, the god of love, whom some call Cupid.